National Park Service climbing rangers on Denali are in the midst of performing their first real search of the 2011 climbing season. An Austrian climber is missing from high up on Denali, and an intense aerial and ground search is underway. KTNA's Sue Dio has more on the effort.
Austrian climber Jürgen Kanzian, age 41, was last seen at 8 o'clock Monday night while heading up Denali Pass at 18,000 feet on the highly used West Buttress route. When Kanzian did not return to his tent at the 17-2 high camp by 8 p.m. the next night, a guided team alerted climbing rangers that he had not returned. Brandon Latham is the incident commander for the search and explains the effort that is different than what would normally occur in the lowlands.
Up higher, above 17,000 feet, it's hard to bring someone in, say from Talkeetna, and land them at 17. Just can't do that. So we use the camera as a search tool.
Rangers at the Talkeetna Ranger Station are glued to computer screens examining and zooming in on the hundreds of high-resolution images taken by aerial searchers. Kanzian has never climbed Denali, but has been on Elbrus and Aconcagua. He is a mountaineering guide in the Alps. He informed others that he plans skiing down the West Buttress route from the summit. Latham says that's not all that odd.
It's not abnormal to see people up there on skis, but it's not the norm.
He added that skis might have actually worked well several days ago after almost 3 feet of snow fell at high camp. Latham says they do find it interesting that Kanzian decided to summit at night.
He was going up at 8 p.m., and that's strange.
The aerial and ground search will continue on Friday as long as the weather continues to hold. In Talkeetna, I'm Sue Dio.